Time to turn to the Rockies, and Patrick Saunders is writing for the Denver Post as a just an amazing writer, an incredible person, and fine-looking as well. Joins us courtesy of Bet Rivers Sportsbook, and the Rockies got a W over the Mariners. They didn't blow a lead. They got a big lead early, Patrick, and they hung on today, huh? That looks good.
Yeah. I'm wondering, though, about the praise from you about me, which was cool, but should you reverse the order? Do you think the good-looking part should come first or no?
I just don't want to insult your journalistic integrity, but I certainly could go in that direction if you'd prefer it. Hey, listen, I want you, if you don't mind, give us a little background on the remarkable story of Connor Joe. Because if fans don't understand what he's been through in the past year, and I get it, he's up and down. And he had a bigger night last night. I don't even know what he did today. But I think that is just a great story, and maybe you can enlighten us and tell us a little bit about Connor Joe.
Yeah, well, first of all, he did not play today, which is surprising because normally when a guy hits a home run, at least from Bud Black's philosophy, he's in the lineup the next day, but Buddy's on COVID protocol. So Mike Redmond, the bench coach, did not have Connor Joe in the lineup. Anyway, to your point, Connor Joe, he's been around a little while. He actually was with the Giants as an opening day starter, I think, 3 years ago, 2 years ago. Anyway, Connor Joe came back from testicular cancer. And last night marked 1 year to the day that he was declared cancer-free. So he goes up last night. He hits a 433-foot two-run homer, his first big league homer. He also makes an assist from left field. He had a double, so that was his first multi-hit game of his career. He's bounced around, as you said. He's been up and down from the minors. He's become a fan favorite, and I think it's because he plays with energy. He's got this incredible charisma, his great grin. He's got some skills, too. And I've been a little surprised that he has not gotten more playing time at the major league level with the Rockies. But for him to have that home run, his first big league home run,
wow,
1 year to the day,
wow,
after he was declared cancer-free, that's pretty awesome.
Oh, fantastic story. That's incredible. I'd absolutely love it. Patrick, all right, it feels like there's a little momentum brewing. The Trevor Story potentially might be actually retained by the Rockies because he didn't have a great season. Maybe Ryan Spielberg told us that he might have played himself into a hometown extension. But I did read your piece in which you said that you've got a couple sources that 6 to 8 teams have engaged the Rockies about a potential trade for Trevor Story. So where you're at and what do you think is going to happen?
Well, as I told a couple of other shows on The Fan, if you'd asked me a month ago, 5 weeks ago, I would have said the odds were still pretty good that Trevor would be traded. But checking around, even though teams are inquiring, I think it's the better chance that he stays put. And a couple reasons for that. One, the teams that really might need a shortstop kind of already have them. Two, the Rockies' asking price is going to be steep, even though Trevor has not had a particularly good season. So those are all big factors. Plus, Bill Schmidt, the interim GM, has made it clear to me on more than one occasion that the Rockies, you know, they are content to hang on to Story through the end of the year and, you know, give him a qualifying offer, which he would reject. And then they'd get a compensatory draft pick, which would be somewhere in the 30s. You know, and they've gotten some good players. You know, Trevor Story himself was a compensatory pick way back in 2011. I think he was the 45th player selected overall. I think I have my numbers right. So the Rockies' thinking is, you know what, we're not going to give him away and we'll just as soon hang on to him. I don't know. I think the Rockies should make a move if they can make a move to get multiple prospects because, you know, I think the equation is this. The Rockies have a pretty good starting rotation right now. And it would really, you know, behoove them, as Jim Tracy used to say, behoove them to maybe stack the lineup a little bit here in the next 2-3 years while the rotation is still you know, a winning rotation, because if the Rockies wait too long to bulk up this this lineup, this offense, you know, some of those pitchers are either going to be gone through a free agency or hurt or just not pitching that well. So the Rockies, if they want to do something, they should do it pretty soon, I think.
Still on this date, as deep as we are into the season, the Rockies are tied in the National League for the most wins at home with the San Diego Padres. And it's pretty amazing, because if they win one more game on the road, Patrick, they will have double-digit wins on the road. And it will only take till late July to get 10 wins on the road if they win their next road game. There's no doubt. No, that's right, and that's where I'm going, is although we've been talking about this particular bizarre situation for months, nobody seems to have a better understanding of why it's happening and how to solve it that I'm aware of. And I can't imagine this isn't a constant discussion down there at Coors Field. So I'm curious if you've got any vibe on any sort of different feelings about how to handle this.
You know, I don't, D-Mac. And to your point, the Rockies media relations department in their game notes, they had a really interesting fact. That is that the Rockies right now, as things stand, have the biggest differential between a road winning percentage and a home winning percentage in the history of Major League Baseball.
Wow.
In other words, no team has had such a split personality as the Rockies have this year. You know, and they're coming up on a 10-game road trip to the West Coast through the Dodgers, the Angels, where they'll face Shohei Ohtani, and then the Padres for four games. You know, and we'll see, but that's a gauntlet. So they may be in really, you know, deep water here when they finally come home. But to your point, I don't know if anybody has a solution. I hear a lot of reasons why. And Charlie Blackmon got a little chippy with me last week when I said, well, you know, why aren't you guys, you know, why are the struggles on the road? And Charlie went back to, well, people have to understand the ball breaks so much differently from Coors to the road. And and I get that. It's true. But that doesn't explain why this particular team is faring worse on the road than any team in Rockies history. Right? I mean, that's just the reality. So, you know, yeah, you can explain it. But I, in my opinion, I think the Rockies just have, you have to fall back on the fact they just aren't a talented enough group of hitters to win some games on the road. And I think, you know, maybe the number one priority for the Rockies in the offseason, they need a home run hitter. They need somebody who can win a few games on the road. If everybody else is scuffling, but you still have that big bat that can get you a two-run homer here, a three-run dinger there, get you that road win, you know, and break this hex. Because as it stands now, this Rockies team overall is on pace to have the fewest home runs in franchise history, except for the 1993 inaugural season.
Fascinating.
I mean, that tells you this power outage is real. The Rockies have to do something to correct that, because I think that's one of the big reasons they lose on the road.
And by the way, just for some perspective, not only are they tied with the Padres for the most home wins in the National League, only the Chicago White Sox with 35 home wins have more home wins in all of baseball than the Rockies. It's like that. It's crazy, Patrick. It's extraordinary that, think of the Astros, Red Sox, A's, Mariners, Blue Jays. The Rockies have more home wins than all of those teams. Never mind the Yankees, who are kind of struggling, and, you know, other teams like that. It's insane. They have more home wins than the Dodgers have. But yet their disparity at home is historic, to say the least. All right, Patrick, we appreciate it. It's going to be interesting. If something happens with Trevor Story, by the way, really quick, What is your thoughts that it'll have, well, like when? Like be right up to the deadline, before the deadline, anytime? I mean, what do you think? Real quick.
I would guess not over the next few days. Talking to Bill Schmidt yesterday, I did not get the sense that it would be the next few days. And I still don't think it's going to happen. But if it does, it would be late. Maybe not all the way to next Friday, the deadline, but certainly mid to late next week. And if I had to take a guess, the two prime candidates in my book to make a trade for Story would be either the Chicago White Sox or possibly, depending on they play out the next six or seven games, possibly the Cincinnati Reds. I would think the Oakland A's, but all indications are they don't want to pick up the $6.2 million they would owe Trevor for the remainder of the season.
That's Patrick Saunders, our Fan Rockies insider, courtesy of Bet Rivers Sportsbook.